Bargain Review.
Hi, and welcome to Bargain Reviews. I am eMaster of CrossBorderGaming.com, as well as ThatGamerHub.com. And I figured I would start these little audio series of games that were recently cut in price or went on sale, and review them based on the price. Now, people always say, you know, a game, no matter what it costs, that's the score it deserves. I don't see it that way. To me, I rate a game based on what it cost. For instance, a game that was $20 may not be nearly as good as it was when it was $10. Because at $10, you start thinking, okay, this is pretty cheap. You know, I like it for the price. You know, it's a great game considering how much it costs. But if you were to charge double for that same game, people will say it sucks. And that's how I look at games. So I figured I would start reviewing games based on that, versus them being at full price. And the first one that I'm going to do here is Serious Sam, The First Encounter, which went on sale on Xbox Live on the 27th. Sale ends August 3rd, so that is today, I believe. No, tomorrow. That will be tomorrow, so you still have one more day to get this game. Original price, actually I will go through the original price versus the new price, and then give the final rating on it. First and foremost, I just finished this game in, let me just check the screen here that's beside me. It took me 4 hours, 42 minutes, and 18 seconds to finish. Now, as you all may or may not know, I'm not an FPS player. I do not play first-person shooter games on the console because I am so incredibly used to the mouse and keyboard controls. I have a lot of trouble playing FPS games because it's hard for me to look around. I don't know, I just don't get it. In other words, I just don't get it. However, the Serious Sam games were games that I previously enjoyed on PC, albeit not legally. So this is the first time I own any Serious Sam game, legit. And it recently went on sale, so I figured I'd go ahead and buy it and review it because I enjoyed them before, and at the price that it cost, I couldn't say no. So, and since Saints Row taught me how to aim, you know, shoot with free aim, I figured let's see if this works for Serious Sam as well, you know, considering what it cost. And I did, and this is my review of it. So first and foremost, the good thing is the difficulty setting, like, it allows you to adjust the difficulty setting to being an idiot, basically. And despite the fact it lets you do that, the game doesn't penalize you. The game does not give you a shittier ending. It doesn't shortchange you on some of the achievements, although there is achievements for finishing the difficulty on normal and hard, and then finishing the game at any difficulty. So if you're an achievement junkie and you're not an FPS player but you still want to play the game, that's okay. But if you're an achievement junkie, this game's no good for you because you have to play the game through twice. And I'll make some more points about that later. Speaking of people who aren't an FPS gamer, I mean, the game is very merciful. If you put the game on easy like I did, I didn't put it on the very easiest difficulty setting. I put it just above. And the game is extremely merciful. At that rate, it still allows you to get a full ending for it. And it still allows you to all around get the experience. Just not at that, you know, super hardcore level. You know, like people who got like millions of XP in fucking Call of Duty and all those other games that I don't like. Now, on top of that, it's a science fiction shooter. So you got to keep that in mind as well. I'm not a fan of sci-fi shooters. I'm usually a fan of World War II shooters. Those are usually my favorite. But again, Serious Sam really struck a good note in me. Especially because, I mean, there's tons of enemies to shoot. Like, if you just, like, repetitively just killing things over and over and over and over and over again, this is your game. If you got stress issues like I do, and you need to relieve them, this is your game. This is your game. You should just blow countless enemies in the face with rockets and cannonballs that are the size of you and whatnot. I mean, blowing shit up is fun. I mean, let's just be honest. Some of the environments are destructible, but most of the environment stays intact. But then again, this game was originally made, you know, 10 years ago. I mean, what do you expect? But all things considering, I still look, I mean, the HD on it looks good. It's not bad, but it's not awesome either. It's not like the difference between Capcom versus, no, not Capcom, which remaster that way, like between Bionic Commando Rearmed and the original Bionic Commando. There is a difference, but not nearly as big of a difference. But yeah, lots of guns and ammo and health are strong about the game to help you. As I said, I'm not the greatest FPS. I'm the shittiest FPS player in the world. But I managed to finish the game. Although it was on easy, but it's the last couple of bosses, they were still difficult. Now to the bad parts. The parts I didn't like about the game. The game is terrible, repetitive. I mean, that could... having a game be repetitive could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, depending what kind of gamer you are. In my case, I don't mind repetitive actions so much. You basically enter a room. Every area of the game is an arena, basically, is how you look at it. And in every room that you step, there's hordes of enemies. Not just one or two, hordes of enemies that just appear out of nowhere. Most of the enemies aren't hiding. Some of them are, but most of the enemies are not hiding. They just generate. They pop up out of thin air and they attack you. And they left that alone. But unfortunately, because of this, it makes the game terribly repetitive. Like, you'll have like an army of like these skull horse bull things. I don't know what the fuck they are, but all I know is that they're the most annoying thing in the game. And I mean, when you have a barrage of these things coming at you, it's frustrating. It's not fun. But the other thing that really annoys me about it is the cutscenes in the game. The cutscenes are absolute garbage. I mean, they look like they were made, even if they were made in HD. I mean, Sam looks like a toddler when he walks. And I mean, that's nitpicking it a little bit because that doesn't add or remove anything from the game. The cutscenes are there for show. The cutscenes are there is because back in the early 2000s, having a cutscene in your game meant your game was awesome. So they were mandatory back in the day, no matter how shitty they were. One of the things they didn't make in HD is the sound. The sound and music are still there from the original. I can tell some, actually no, the sound effects are all still exactly the same as I remember them. Also, please note, I never finished the PC game. I never finished the PC version of this game. I've gotten up maybe halfway through until I lost interest. And I played those games on normal. So, I mean, there was even more barrages of enemies, throughout the entire game, strewn about. And I don't know. Back then, I guess I'm frustrated. The enemy barrages, though, speaking of which, can be downright frustrating at times because there's just so many. Like, there was a part in the game where they have these mutated bulls. I don't know what the fuck they are, but what I do know is when they hit you and you don't have armor, it only takes like six or seven of those to kill you. And there's just barrages and barrages and barrages of them coming from different directions. And that can get very frustrating. I mean, you'd have to blow each bull up one by one instead of just lining them all up in one thing and shooting a cannonball at them, making them all explode in succession. You can't do that most of the time in the game. But I believe the sequel finished that, or the sequel fixed that, I believe. And the game is short. As I said, I played through it at 4:42. And it's kind of short. On the other hand, though, considering that everything's repetitive, I guess that's not a bad thing. Now, here's my final verdict on the game. At the full price of 1,200 MS points, this game is shit. I mean, it doesn't look anything or work like... I mean, when you're playing it, it feels like you're playing Doom. It feels like you're playing Doom back in the 90s. And again, that may not be a bad thing for people like me, but I know it is for the general public. They're not going to like that. They like being able to have quick strafes and dash and whatnot, but this game doesn't have that. So for 1,200 MS points, this game is not great. It's okay. It's not great. However, at 400 Microsoft points, which is what I paid for the game, which is just like pretty much $5. It's a great game. It's fun. It's simple. It kills your time. It's a decent game. Given that it was on sale and at 400 MS points, I give the game a 4 out of 5 on the fun explosion scale because it's fun. Even for the guy who doesn't like science fiction shooters or FPS games, the game's fun. So that should tell you a lot. But at 1200 MS points, this game is shit. I mean, considering that it would cost nearly $20 at the original price, I don't think it's worth it. I only recommend picking the skip game up when it's on sale for 400 points. Not even 800 points. 400 points, and the game is worth it. But otherwise, no. I'd like to play it online, but nobody has it because people keep telling me that the third one is packaged in with the first two. So it's a ripoff. I don't think it's a ripoff at $5. And it's pretty good. I have the second encounter as well when it went on sale for 400 points. I got that as well. And that's what I'm going to play next. I'm still finishing up Shank. So look forward to the Shank and Serious Sam, the second encounter reviews on
Bargain Review.
Good night, everyone.